SBS.
O SBS.
SBS.
O SBS.
SBS Radio.
Sumunod sa pinakihihintay na pahayag ni Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk ng Queensland, ang isang pulong sa pinuno ng Minahang Indian at higante sa enerhiya sa Townsville, ang Adani Mining. Sinabi niya na ang proyekto sa Galilee Basin ng Estado ay lilikha ng 10,000 trabaho.
I have got a ironclad guarantee from Mr. Adani that there'll be no 457 visas as part of the workforce for this major project. I secondly have a guarantee of a Queensland first policy for jobs and especially for regional Queensland. Today is a great day for regional Queensland. I have been 100% focused on ensuring that we have the ability to deliver jobs for Queenslanders.
Pagkatapos ng maraming pagkaantala, ilang hamon sa korte at halos 40 proseso upang maaprubahan, hindi nagsayang ng panahon ang punong ehekutibo ng Adani Australia, si Jaya Kumar Janakura. Sinabi niya na gusto niyang magsimula ang proyekto sa kalagitnaan ng susunod na taon. Ang Townsville ang magiging regional na punong himpilan ng operasyon ng Adani, samantalang ang lugar na Mackay Bowen ang magiging regional na himpilan para sa kanilang perokaril at operasyon sa daungan. Sinabi ni Ginoong Janakura na ang desisyon ay gagawin pa sa kung saan ilalagay ang fly-in at fly-out na base ng Minahan.
Adani has nominated a number of cities and towns as project service centers to provide resources and workers as needed for the infrastructure near 400-kilometer rail link from Carmichael to Abbott Point. These centers are Townsville, Mackay, Rockhampton, Emerald, Claremont, Collinsville, Moranbah, and Charters Towers. So as you can see, we are back on track and regional Queenslanders will be among all the winners.
Ipinagpilitan naman ni Ginang Palaszczuk na nagkaroon ng masusing pagtatatas sa epekto ng mina sa Great Barrier Reef. Sa kabila nito, inakusahan naman siya ng mga tagapangalaga ng kapaligiran ng pagbebenta ng kanyang kaluluwa sa malaking karbon, samantalang sinabi ng Greens na mamabatas Adam Bandt sa ABC na ang proyekto ay lilikha ng problema kaysa sa ng kalutasan. Sumagot si Ginoong Janakura na may mas malaking kondisyon na dapat isaalang-alang.
People have to very clearly understand that this project is a net positive impact on climate change in the world. And we'll have to look at facts and not just emotions. India is a large consumer of coal, either way. So if Australia doesn't produce and give India high quality, highly sustainable mining, it is going to rely on coal that will come from lesser reliable geographies.
Sinabi ni Ginoong Janakura na ang moral na responsibilidad ng Australia ay bahagi din ng solusyon, hindi lamang bahagi ng problema.
60% of Adani's energy mix will be from renewable sources, which gives us more than any moral high ground, not just to talk, but also to do steps that we need to protect India's energy security, India's energy affordability, and therefore bring millions of Indians out of poverty. And I think we need to give that right of access of electricity to those poor people in India as well.
Samantala, sinabi ni Ministro Matt Canavan ng Federal Resources na ang proyekto ay magiging pinakamalaking pangyayari sa hilagang Queensland buhat ng dumating ang mga Beatles sa Australia. Subalit sa mas seryosong paksa, sinabi niya na kailangan ng nararapat na pag-iingat kung magpapautang ng salapi ang gobyerno federal sa Adani. Ayon sa mayor ng Townsville, Jenny Hill, nagbigay ng pangako ang kumpanya na hindi lamang nito iaanunsyo ang karamihan sa mga trabaho sa mga regional na pahayagan.
So if you're from Sydney and you think you're going to get a job up here, no sunshine, you better move up here, buy a house, be a local, and then we'll let you have a job.
Idinagdag niya na hindi lalago ang regional na Australia kung magpapatuloy na mag-anunsyo ang mga kumpanya sa mga kapitolyong syudad kagaya ng Sydney at Melbourne.
A lot of people know that the banks have been looking at Townsville, you know, the big four aren't keen to invest in this region because they didn't think projects like this would get off the ground. I want to say to the big banks and to the accounting firms, it's time you start looking north. It's time you start thinking about coming back and investing and trusting the people of North Queensland.
Sinabi naman ng mga tradisyonal na may-ari ng lupain na ipagpapatuloy nila ang kanilang paglaban kahit nakulang sila sa panahon. Si Carol Payrol ay mula sa lahing Juru at nagmula sa kung saan ang Abbot Point ay matatagpuan.
Shame on you. You bring shame on yourself. You bring shame on your people by destroying a race of people here in Australia by taking away their sacred sites and their spiritual connection to the land from which we've come.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.